So I'm sure you all have other people who love you as well. Who loves Aiden? Okay, Mr. Bouquet. One more for Rebecca. How about Hannah down there? All right, y'all are all loved. This has become one of my favorite things in the entire world. We're going to start with you, Aiden, because I'm scared of Hannah. She can think, you thought you were going to be here what day?
Tomorrow.
So we're going to give her a little time to think.
It's okay. I also thought I was going to be here tomorrow. Cody had to text me this morning at 10:47.
Cody, you and Rebecca are saving the day.
I also didn't know it was today, so.
Rebecca, how important are emails from professionals and administrators? It's on.
This is awkward.
Did you turn it off? There we go.
Hello?
Oh, Slay! Okay. Yeah.
Did you use Slay in a sentence? You know that's not my...
It is actually like a full word, full sentence.
I know what it is.
Thank you.
So how important are emails?
I'd say they're pretty important, but, you know, things happen, you know, and we got to give grace. We got to lead with that. Yeah, so
I'm into grace. You were the only one that knew it was today, though, so that's amazing. Good. These are outstanding seniors chosen from... chosen from their colleges. All right, Aiden, I've known you for a while. I've known all of y'all for a while, but tell me your freshman self, what would you tell that person?
I think there are a lot of things that I could tell my freshman self, but if I had to pick one, and this is probably going to be a very, very unpopular piece of advice, but if I could go back and tell my freshman year self any one thing, I think I would say, just because you can stay up late doesn't mean you should stay up late. I gotta say, running cross country and track, most days we have practice at 6 a.m., so I would have to be in bed by 9 p.m. if I wanted to get a full night's sleep. And so on my freshman year, on Friday night or on Saturday night, I wouldn't have practice. Well, I'd have practice Sunday mornings, but on Saturday at least I wouldn't have practice. So I would stay up to like 1 a.m., either watching a movie or doing homework or something. And that just made it horrible to get up early and get anything productive done when I had to switch back to that 6 a.m., you know, waking up at 5:30 for practice. And so, and now I've gotten to the point where I'm normally in bed by 10 p.m. at the latest most nights. So I would say, one, just because you have the ability to stay up late, just because you can go to bed at like 2 o'clock in the morning, doesn't mean you should. And you're probably going to regret it if you have to get up at 8 a.m. and you've stayed up till 3 a.m.
Well, at least you got up. See, that's the deal. You got up. So that's good. What is cold? You're from Alaska. What is cold to you? And have you ever been cold in Lubbock, Texas?
Well, I think Cody's also from Alaska, so he can either back me up here or disagree with me. But I think anytime you get below like negative 20, it's pretty cold. Like once you're getting close to that negative 20, negative 30 range, it's pretty freezing. And I have been cold a few times in Lubbock. I think there are some times I hardly ever check the weather. But there have been times when it's been in the teens and I've showed up to practice in shorts and a t-shirt. And
you may have wanted to tell your freshman self it does feel cold here, but if you've ever seen one of our track guys when it's snowing and people are running, that's him in shorts and t-shirt. Cody, what part of Alaska are you from, by the way?
Eagle River. It's just outside of where he's from, so not too far away.
Did y'all know each other? Go ahead, Cody.
We were rival schools, but I don't think we ever ran into each other before coming here. We were in the same area, but no, we didn't know each other personally before coming here.
All right, well, look at you. Awesome. Freshman self.
Well, I'd say probably read your emails all the way through. You can miss some information if you don't. You know, it is a little difficult sometimes to sit there and read through a couple pages that they'll send you, but, you know, maybe one or two things in there is important. But in reality, I would say definitely take advantage of everything that they have here. I mean, they have the writing center. They have incredible people over there at the library, the shop desk. You have everything you need here to succeed, and not using those resources is a hindrance to yourself. So I would say absolutely take advantage of everything that we have here.
Awesome. Rebecca.
I would first tell my freshman self, one, God definitely did place you here for a purpose, and throughout the 4 years, he's going to affirm that. That's one of the first things I would tell myself, because I remember growing up here in Lubbock, I'd be like, when I go to college, I'm leaving. I'm going to a different state. I'm going somewhere else. And God said, no. So, but he has a purpose for sure. And then I would also tell myself that in hard moments, you deserve the same kind of love and consideration you give to others. There's a lot of hard things you face as a freshman. You're getting used to a new place, meeting new people, recognizing, like, learning more about yourself, and that's just a kind of a lot to take in on top of getting an education, what you want to do for the rest of your life, or even later on change your career. But you first have to be considerate of yourself and recognize you're going to learn, you're going to make mistakes, but there's grace in that, that you already get from other people, from God, so you should give it to yourself too.
Awesome. Good. Anna.
I would tell my freshman self not to get bogged down constantly thinking about the big picture. You cannot accomplish 4 years of college at one time, in one day, in one moment. I think the most important thing is to make the right decision and the best choice that you can with exactly what's in front of you at any given time. It is important to think about the big picture and think about where you're going and where you want to go and what you want to achieve, but you can't do it all at once. And the most important thing you can do is make the right decision right in front of you, step by step.
That's awesome information. So, and great advice. Where were you in your academic process when you realized what you just said?
Yesterday.
Awesome. Yeah.
I've thought about it, and it's something that I've learned as I go through my process, but I remember freshman year thinking, okay, 4 years, I'm going to do everything, I'm going to accomplish everything, and when I started, I realized, not that easy.
Yeah, yeah. So we didn't do this. I think it's important because we're having so much fun. What's your major?
Criminal justice.
Okay.
General psychology.
Social work.
Exercise and sports science.
Awesome. Good deal. So, did you know everything when you were a freshman, like she said?
100%. I always know everything. You know that Dr. Phrase.
He was in my freshman Bible class and asking questions like Dr. Fredenberg would, and I'm like, are you the reincarnation? Have we been wrong about this? Is he reincarnated some professor back in the day? So, very nice. Cody, did you understand everything?
I like to think I did, but that was definitely not the case. I still remember, you know, my first class with Aiden there, we were probably talking in the front of the class for about a good half the class. That's probably one of my best memories here still, but no, I'd say no, I didn't know anything. But
awesome. And if you're in psychology, you have to grow a beard. Is that true?
No, I'm just told that, you know, it looks good on me, so now it's here.
It does. You look very smart. Rebecca, did you know everything?
Definitely not. No, in fact, I remember thinking about college in general and just kind of exemplifying high school and just like, I'm just going to go to class. I'm just going to be classrooms and I'm going to go home. And then I suddenly remembered that there's people from everywhere that I would also interact with. And I was like, oh, it's a little bit more to college than mm-hmm. I realized.
And so when some people are from Lubbock area and they come to school here, you did a good job separating yourself from what was in high school and becoming a college student. So it is different if you choose it to be. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, definitely. It's a little harder, though, knowing that, like, your high school and high school friends are kind of just around the corner. And so it was a transition to invest in the community because it's like, oh, I kind of already have mine. Like, I'm from here. My friends are here. But it's also learning that there's a lot of growth that happens when you choose to invest in where you're going to school in the community here. And they can support you alongside that, your friends from high school. But I think they also understand – a lot of my friends were that there's a lot that here that will help me grow in that.
Awesome. Okay. So, Anna, you get to start this question. Great advice. Number one, just each day is a time, control what you can control. What would you tell some of these students you're at mile marker one, you're about to graduate. What would you tell these students who are coming behind you? Just give me a piece of advice. Give us a piece of advice.
One thing that I would say is to turn absolutely every experience into a learning opportunity. Don't take anything for granted, even in situations that you might not like, you might find boring, you might find pointless or unpleasant. everything is something to learn from, and you can take something from absolutely everything. And that's what I would keep in mind throughout college and even beyond, is to learn from everything, take something with you.
Great. Rebecca?
My piece of advice would be to invest in this community, your peers, upperclassmen, the incoming class, as well as faculty and staff. They are the people who are with you during this very formative time, and those relationships are really going to help you here, but also after, because, I mean, I don't know if y'all noticed, but the LCU community is huge all across Lubbock, but also all across America, as you come to find out. I learned this last semester. I got to do the Washington program, and I was surprised by the amount of people I ran into who knew LCU, were from LCU, Lubbock. I was like, oh my gosh, they're everywhere. But it's a good thing. So I would invest in that, but also because those relationships are what are making the next chapter even more exciting, because they're the people who are supporting you the most and whose impact is going to last.
Good.
Yeah, I thought about this for a while, and I wasn't really sure what to give until the other day. But I think it's important to come here with the intention of learning, not getting an A. Right, I think the majority of us on this panel are honor students, and so we're very used to chasing that letter grade. And I mean, here I've had many great experiences in like the philosophy department and other departments like that, where I've learned way more than I came here to learn. And I'm so glad that I took those opportunities to take those classes and to learn those things that normally I wouldn't have even really looked at. So I would say, you know, chase the knowledge, don't chase the letter grade.
That's really good. So did you just want to get through and go on to the next part of your life? Is that what you're saying?
When I first came here, that was the intention, but now, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, we're a liberal arts university. That's why you have to take things that you may not want to, the boring stuff, as you say down there, Hannah. But when you get involved with the philosophy classes, and even, watch this, math. Oh.
I love math.
Okay, there we go, just wondering. The discipline of it, are you saying that actually means something?
Absolutely. I mean, all of the things that you learn here, they're gonna bring you closer to God. This is a Christian university, and something that I've always felt is that the more you know about the world, the closer God becomes. And so I think that all of those things that you learn, they're going to slowly bring you closer to Him.
That's awesome. Advice?
I think there are a lot of things that could be said here, and all the rest of my fellow students gave excellent advice as well. But if there's only one piece of advice I could give to each and every person in this room, it would be that don't waste the time that you have here. You're only going to be here for a very limited amount of time, and it's going to go by much, much quicker than you think or even realize. And furthermore, each and every day that we have, each and every day that you wake up, it is a gift from God, and you're not guaranteed another one. None of us know what the future holds in store, and we don't know what day, I mean, even if it's going to be our last. We imagine that we're going to have forever, we're going to have 50, 60 years ahead of us, but we don't know that for certain. So live each and every day, make each and every choice in such a way that when you get to the end of your life, you're able to look, however far in the future that may be, you're able to look back on what you've done and say, that was a life well lived. That was a life that was spent glorifying God. I say, each and every choice that you make today, each and every action that you take today, that you take tomorrow, it is setting you up for the person that you are going to be 10 years from now, 15 years from now. This time, these years that you spend at LCU, they are the formative years. They are what is setting the foundation for the rest of your adult life. So live today, live the rest of this time that you have here to set up what type of person you want to be, set up the character that you want to have, set up the work ethic that you want to have. So that way, when you get to the end of your life, that way, when you look back 30 years from now, you're able to say, yes, this was a life well lived. This was a life that glorified God.
That was awesome. That was good. All right. She's so excited. That was great. All right, one word. Kind of game we've been playing. If you can think of all of your LCU experience and boil it down to one word, what would it be? Hannah, you want to start down there? Do you have a word?
I have a word.
Go ahead.
Growth.
Nice.
I would say purposeful.
Easy.
Okay, how many, explain. Explain easy.
No, I mean, like I said, we have all the things here that we could need to succeed, and so I think that it's an incredible opportunity.
Good.
Growth.
Awesome. I love to hear that word growth over and over again. And nobody told y'all what to say, huh? So we have a little bit of time. What's your next step? Do you know? After Mall Marker 1, what do you do next?
I do know. I am going to grad school. I'm going to start a PhD in biomedical sciences at Texas Tech University's Health Science Center.
Awesome.
I'm also going to go on to grad school to get my master's in public service and administration with a policy emphasis at Texas A&M.
Awesome.
I'm moving to Virginia here and still looking at some grad programs. But, yeah, I got a good job down there. So,
great.
I've accepted a position working for the Alaska State Troopers.
Awesome. So when you go home, you got a person that can help you out there. How many polar bears do you think you'll shoot, Aiden? I mean, have you?
Ideally, I'm not going to have to shoot any polar bears. If I ever get to the point where I have to shoot a polar bear, something went horribly, terribly wrong.
All right. I need video of that when it happens. Can we give our seniors a big round of applause? So it's kind of weird. This is the first kind of interview I've had, and, you know, Josh and I are big crybabies, but this is really strange, emotional. We're going to miss you guys. So thank you for being part of our community. Speaking of community, here's what's going to happen. Right now, my wife and her friends from Johnsonville, they have an incredible two smokers going out there, and we're going to have free brats. There's chips. There's all kinds of stuff out there. And also a brats eating contest that even though I was a champion, you've seen it more than once, I could not compete this year. I was banned. So you're going to see some of your peers, six of them, stuff their face with brats in just a few short moments. It's nasty, and it's kind of fun to watch. Hannah, since you're the last one here, would you like to do the honors?
You guys are dismissed.
There we go. Thank y'all for being here.